This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Precious people of God, we look today at the subtle feeling of suspicion. The book of 1 Samuel records for us the life and works of Israel's first king, Saul. Not just events and happenings, but emotions and soul secrets as well. Saul, chosen by God, lost favor because of disobedience, and his choice to struggle to retain his kingship on his own without repenting and returning to God. So when God withdrew his favor from Saul and anointed David, David succeeded with God's help in everything he did for King Saul, in whose employ he was. But Saul was jealous. Chapter 18 of 1 Samuel narrates Saul's emotional downward slide. Jealousy gave way to anger. Anger blinded his rational thinking. And the Hebrew Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 9 that Saul kept an eye on David, a suspicious eye. Suspicious of the innocent man who was serving his king faithfully, doing his extra bit through music therapy for his emotionally disturbed monarch. Suspicion became the gateway for the evil one's entry into Saul's mind. Verse 10 says, an evil spirit came forcefully into Saul. And the next thing you know, the king ought to have been prosecuted for a double murder attempt on David's life in public. When David eluded the king, the killer's fear, and continued to serve, Saul became afraid of David. Verse 12, and the saddest part of the same verse, God's spirit had left Saul. After Samuel anointed David and returned to Ramah, David and family returned to their normal life. There is nothing in scripture to indicate that Saul knew at this point that David was anointed to be king after him. When David was summoned to help Saul in his emotional trauma by playing the harp, Jesse and David showed due reverence to the king. David served well and loyally, so that Saul himself liked David. 1 Samuel 16:21 says that. Even then, Saul's jealousy caused him to be suspicious of David, and that propelled Saul towards an emotional and moral downfall. From this point till the end of Saul's life, he could not release his suspicion of David's intent. Even when David twice declares Saul to be the Lord's anointed and spares Saul's life when it was in his power to kill him. Suspicion seems like a mild, harmless emotion, which we might not even label as a sin. But it is a mighty killer, opening the mind's door to a range of evil that would soon set one on a moral downward spiral that ends in self-destruction. Suspicion is a weed that grows in the soil of hurt and mistrust. All human beings are let down by others, and themselves let others down at some time or the other. Nurturing this hurt, holding on to the experience that caused it, will result in being suspicious of everything and everyone. What begins as caution can end up as being suspicion, to the point of isolating oneself due to lack of trust. A simple example would be how people react to a good report about a person. Few will rejoice. Most withhold their reaction, watching and keeping an eye to verify if the report is true. This is suspicion in its most unobtrusive form. Saul's son Jonathan, on the other hand, doesn't react with suspicion or jealousy, even though David's anointing actually affects his position as crown prince. He appreciates David, is able to recognize his worth, and when he becomes aware that David is anointed to literally take his throne away from him, Jonathan chooses to trust David and God rather than suspect him. Jonathan trusts David's loyalty to Saul, his faithfulness to their friendship, and trusts David to do the right thing when he becomes king. Trust is the only thing that can uproot suspicion. Suspicion can kill silently. It spreads from being cautious of one person to becoming second nature and suspecting all people with or without reason. Suspicion kills our ability to enjoy life. With every action and motive question, one becomes incapable of receiving acts of kindness and love. No one wants to remain in the presence of one who suspects their authenticity. Before you know it, you're all alone and you don't know why. Most importantly, suspicion kills hope. And without hope, life is a heavy burden. Are you struggling with a suspicious nature? Would you trust God to uproot it and cleanse you? Would you let down your guard and make yourself vulnerable, trusting God to protect you and your relationships as you trust people? Because suspicion kills relationships. Trust builds them.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.